It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing real skills that translate to real pageant success. We want to make sure that you have the information you need to make this your best pageant year ever. I want to remind everyone that next week, December 30th, we'll be interviewing Kirsten Hoglund, Miss America 2008. It's a great interview. It's one of her most in-depth interviews this year, when she'll be going into great detail about her year as Miss America, as well as the three things that this year's contestants need to do to walk away with the Miss America title. So I know you'll want to tune in next Tuesday, January 30th, to listen to Kirsten Hoglund's interview. We also want to take a moment to congratulate Rain Fine Apparel. Rain Fine Apparel is a fine pageant boutique opening, which has just opened in Charlotte, North Carolina. The owner is Jamie Estrada, and she dropped us a note and says that she listens to Pageant Talk Radio and wanted to let everyone know about her new store, Rain Fine Apparel. You can visit their website at www.rain, R-E-I-G-N, rainfineapparel.com. We wish you the best, Jamie, in your new pageant boutique. I also remind everyone that if you need a last-minute holiday gift and need to just get something quickly that you can wrap and put under the tree, you can go to my website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and go to the products page and purchase the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions. Because it is an ebook, you download it right there from my website as soon as you purchase it. You can download it, save it to your computer, print it out, put it in a notebook, wrap it up, and you've got a perfect holiday gift for the special beauty queen in your life. So remember to purchase my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions if you're looking for a last-minute gift. Well, we have a very exciting show planned for you today. Today we're talking with the directors of two different pageants about what makes their pageant special and how you can prepare to be a top contestant. I'll be talking with the directors of the Miss United States International Pageant, as well as the director of the new Miss Teen World Pageant today on Pageant Talk Radio. And because I know that sometimes pageants have very similar titles and very similar website names, I just want to clarify for the purposes of our listening audience that this year's conversation, or today's conversation with Miss United States International Pageant, is not the same pageant and is not affiliated with the international pageant system, which typically holds its Miss, Teen, and Mrs. pageants in July in Chicago each year. If you'd like to ask a question or add a comment during today's show, we'd love to hear from you. If you're a current title and would like to have your name and title announced, just give us a call and let Dave, my producer, know. If you prefer to have just your first name announced, that's absolutely fine, too. To join our conversation or to ask a question, U.S. callers can dial 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. We're looking forward to hearing from you on today's show. Well, the Miss United States International Pageant is an exciting pageant, and joining me today is Britt Harrison. Britt is the new United States National Director for the Miss International Beauty Pageant System, which is based and held in Japan. She is embarking on her second year as director for this system, and she's going to be talking to us a little bit about her pageant system and also going to be sharing with us a unique opportunity that they're taking to partner with the Miss Teen World pageant system. Britt, we're so excited to have you here with us this morning. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be a guest on your show.
Britt, tell us a little bit about how you got started in pageantry.
Well, I was first a contestant when I was at a young age of 17. I competed in my first Miss USA pageant at the teen level, and I was just a competitor for just 2 short years out in Nevada, and then I moved into Michigan about 8 years ago and became a director for the Miss Universe system, a local preliminary director, and then I moved on from there with directing with different various pageant systems.
What would you say is the biggest difference between competing as a contestant and being involved in the pageant industry as a director?
Well, There are a lot of differences, and there are also a lot of similarities. As a contestant, you have to have a thick skin and take people's opinions with a grain of salt. The same,
which isn't always fun, is it?
No, it is not always fun. So I have been on both ends of it, and I understand where contestants come from. For a director, you have to be a little bit more available to contestants who want to, number one, enter into your pageant, or two, have questions. Customer service on a director level is number one priority in this industry.
You know, contestants do have a lot of questions because, of course, they want to get all the information they can to prepare for the pageant. Of course, more information means... So let's go ahead and just delve right into us. What are the competition divisions in your pageant?
In the Miss International pageant, it is a true beauty pageant. There are only two categories which women compete in, and that is evening gown and swimsuit, and they are both weighted 50%.
So that's pretty obvious that it's really based on the beauty aspect or the poison self-confidence. And for those of you who are wanting to check out the website while we're chatting, you can go to www.missusinternational.com, www.missusinternational.com. So it's bathing suit for 50% and evening gown for 50%. So tell us a little bit about the expectations for bathing suit.
The expectations usually range. Fitness and confidence is a big thing for them. Each country has their own expected requirements. At the international level, their judging panel is quite diverse, which is a surprise. Usually you see the host country being a majority of the panel of the judges, or where the company is from that holds the pageant. But Miss International has a wide variety of different ethnicities on their judging panel.
So for the Miss United States International pageant held here in the United States, is the expectation that the contestants wear a one-piece or a two-piece, or does it not matter?
It doesn't matter. I have not seen a specific trend within the last 15 years at the Miss International level. There are most of the girls wear two pieces, but there are some who have been in the top 12, top 15 who still wear a one-piece.
And are there any limitations on the two-piece? Because I know that some pageants say anything goes, and other pageants say no string bikinis, no cutouts in your one-piece. What are the limitations, if any, on the swimsuit?
There are not limitations, but the contestants have made their own limitations. I have not seen string bikinis at the Miss International level.
So you wouldn't recommend it, although there's no rule that says it's not appropriate?
That is correct.
And are there any rules as to footwear? Are they barefoot? Are they in heels? Are they allowed to wear platforms? Or is it supposed to be a high-heeled sandal without a platform?
It is a high-heeled sandal. They do not have limitations on platforms. I have seen some girls wear some platform shoes. They don't have specific requirements for those, but they do want them in heeled shoes during swimsuits.
Great. And so I assume they're being judged on their fitness level in bathing suit, as well as their ability to model the bathing suit with poison confidence. Is that right?
Correct. The Miss International level has wanted somebody more on the model end of it. So they're looking poison presentation for swimsuit.
So they really want a flare on the runway in bathing suit.
Yes, they do.
And is the scoring system for bathing suit, is it like on a 1 to 10 system, or is it kind of 0 or 1, you know, pass, fail? How does the scoring criteria actually work?
It is 0 to 10. They do score on a 10-point scaling system.
Great. And let's go on to evening gown. What are the trends that you have seen both at the United States pageant as well as the international pageant held in Japan?
At the international pageant in Japan, the traditional dress from their country has been prominent. Last year's, not this current winner, but last year, Priscilla Perales from Mexico won in a very traditional-looking type of gown from her country of Mexico. for the United States level pageant, there has not been a live pageant yet in the last 20 years. So there has been no trends.
Okay. And what would you recommend that contestants consider when they're selecting a gown?
Well, I've seen the trends at the Miss International level where they're going a little bit more risque. The more Miss Universe level style gown with the high slits, I wouldn't say necessarily low cut in the front. Again, we are in Japan and China, and so their culture is a little bit more reserved. So I would say not as low cut in the front as we have seen in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. But definitely that glam kind of Hollywood look.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go to the phones. We have a caller. Lottie is on the phone. And Lottie has a question about what makes the Miss United States International pageant unique. Lottie, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hey, I got a question for Britt. My question is, how does the international pageant system differ from others, and how what unique do you have to offer the contestants?
Well, those are two very good questions. My first one is, what sets us apart different than all of the other pageants is that we do have a true history. Miss International has been around since 1960. So we do have that international level flair. We offer things that interview is not factored into the scoring. It is a true beauty pageant. What you see up on stage is what you're going to get. What I can offer to delegates who are going to enter into my national level pageant is obviously, number one, the opportunity to advance to Miss International, which is one of the four largest international Miss competitions out there. And again, going back to my earlier comment, is that I do remember what contestants go through, and customer service is my number one priority. I want to make sure that my contestants have a good time at their national pageant, and they're getting their money's worth.
Right, because contestants are making a financial investment, aren't they, Brett?
Yes, they are. They're investing in you. Every year that I've produced a pageant, I have always thanked my delegates and their parents in orientation. Thank you for entrusting me in providing you with a good opportunity for being in a good, a well-produced show.
Does that answer your question, Lottie?
Absolutely. Great answer.
Thanks for calling in, and good luck at your next pageant. We hope to hear about your fabulousness.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. What are the age requirements, Britt, for Miss United States International?
We obviously have to follow the guidelines for Miss International. It is 18 to 25. Contestants cannot be older than 25 as of the start date of Miss International, which is typically held in mid to late October of each year.
Great. So give those age requirements once again for us.
18 and no older than 25.
18 and no older than 25. Well, speaking of the requirements to be Miss United States International, we actually have a former title holder on the phone right now. Joining us now is April Strong. April, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you very much.
We're so glad you could call today. Tell us a little bit about your experience as a title holder.
My experience was amazing, not only as a competitor, but just a young person, too. I was there for just under a month, and I learned a tremendous amount about other cultures, and especially about Japan, because that's where it was taking place. It was in Tokyo.
And when you say you were there for just under a month, you're referring to the international competition held in Japan?
Yes.
Right. And so what was fabulous about being in Japan for a pageant at this level?
I think it was really just kind of eye-opening, like I said, to other cultures. And when we got there, I didn't realize how welcoming the Japanese people were and just how open they were to us ladies being there and how gracious they were for us and just loving to watch us compete and just being very helpful to everything that we need. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that they were so accommodating to us, and that was great.
Now, some pageant contestants would be surprised to learn that there isn't a personal interview aspect to the pageant. Did you feel that that was something that you really missed in the pageant, or in the grand scope of things, was it all good?
I did miss it, but in place of that, they have, it's called the Miss International Forum. So I really enjoyed that. That was where all of us girls got together in one room, and it was really about learning a lot about each other. And we were asked questions. We were in a square, so everyone could see each other. It was a relatively large square, and it was questions about our country and questions about us personally. So I did enjoy that, and even though that wasn't scored, I felt that that was important, and I'm very happy that they did that. And without the interview and the whole scheme of things, I didn't mind it. It was okay. You know, I still enjoyed the competition, and it was a great experience.
And how do you feel having been a title holder in the international system as Miss United States International? How do you feel that that's helped you to go on and be successful in other areas of your life?
Well, because it was such a large pageant, and you are exposed to so many different people there, and you're learning about them, I think my communication skills were better because I had to kind of incorporate, I guess I can speak a little bit of Spanish, and there was a lot of Latin girls there, so my Spanish got a little bit better because I was trying to communicate with them too. And just, I guess, my confidence too. When you're in front of a lot of people like that, you know, as a competitor, the more and more you do competitions like that, your confidence grows a little bit, and you become more aware of who you are. And so that was probably my two most biggest things.
Well, that sounds like it was a great experience for you, April, and we really appreciate you taking the time to call in, and we hope you keep us posted on all your future successes. Ladies and gentlemen, April Strong. Thanks for calling, April.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, Britt, this year, the Miss United States International pageant is doing something really unique in that you're actually partnering with another pageant, right?
Yes. I think it's one of the first out there in the pageant industry where two completely different pageant systems are coming together and partnering up to create one experience for pageant contestants.
And tell me a little bit about what was behind the concept of partnering with another pageant system.
Well, my partner, Gaspar Cruz, who owns Miss Teen World, he cannot run a Miss-level program because of Miss World that is currently in existence. And he really wanted a partnership where he could offer both the Miss and the Teen level. And I'm not going to run a Teen program, and I don't have any interest in running a Teen program. So we were combined together through a mutual friend of ours, Jeremy, who was on my national staff, and he had us meet, and we started talking, and we thought it would be a great partnership for the both of us.
It sounds like it's a unique opportunity for you to both benefit and for contestants to benefit as well. And speaking of that, we do have another caller on the line. Her name is Danielle, and she has a question about working with the pageant. Danielle, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
What is your question today for Britt, Danielle?
My question for Britt is, I know that she has experience through several pageant systems and in the pageant industry. I'm just curious as to why she chose Miss U.S. International and what she likes about that system.
Well, I chose the international program because of, again, its history and the pageant not being produced here on a live level program. I wanted to build a program that had a rich history and see its growth and have something be mine. I really like the organizers in Japan. They seem really well organized and on top of things, and I wanted to be able to grow a program and have it be called my own.
Right, and I think that's perfectly understandable. Danielle, thanks so much for calling in, and good luck at your next pageant.
Thank you.
Well, we talked just a little bit about the fact that you're partnering with the Miss Teen World organization and Gaspar Cruz, and it's already time for a quick break. We're talking with Britt Harrison of the Miss United States International Pageant. We've got to take a break. But when we come back from break, we're going to have the man himself, Gaspar Cruz, on the line from the Miss Teen World pageant, and we're going to talk about this excellent joint opportunity. Before we go to break, I want to remind everyone about the Glam It Up event, January 23rd in Las Vegas. To get your tickets, just go to the show website, pageanttalkradio.com, and scroll down to see the Glam It Up flyer and click on the graphic to order your tickets. We're going to be right back after the break with Gaspar Cruz of the Miss Teen World pageant on Pageant Talk Radio.
They have brains, they have beauty, and boy, do they have talent. For the second year in a row, you do not want to miss TLC's four-part reality series, Miss America, Countdown to the Crown. The series will capture the excitement as 52 contestants live together and face off in challenges that will help them prepare for the pageant. Each one-hour episode, hosted by Junkyard Wars star Tyler Harcourt, will follow the contestants as they navigate through a series of competitions that will help them prepare for the pageant and prove they have what it takes to be a modern-day Miss America. This year, the stakes are higher than ever. Viewers at home will have the power to vote four contestants directly into the top 15. Tune in starting Friday, January 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific as 52 contestants compete to have the ultimate crowning moment. The series will lead up to the Miss America pageant, live on TLC from Planet Hollywood Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, January 24th. Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.